This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America and around the world too via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And we're going to add a new category tonight because of what's going on over there in East Palestine, Illinois, to all the hazmat responders. That's a dangerous, dangerous job. I know I did it for a number of years as an instructor and an incident commander, and I have the greatest respect for the guys who go in there and tackle that stuff. So kudos to them, and thank you for what you're doing. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers out there, men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Our FedEx, who worked yesterday, and our UPS, who did not work, and our bulk mail center guys and gals out there who didn't work yesterday, they got plenty of stuff to make up for today because they got extra trailers to go deliver today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And then we've got our Amazon warehouse folks and our Amazon drivers as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We also are over on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler, and don't forget you can check out the website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now, you also, when you go over there, can hear the radio show on the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. So if you can't get it anywhere else, we know you can get it there. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is on the line in California, and it's not snowing where he's at, but it could be. So let's go find him. Okay, Kyle, how are you?
Doing good, Captain. Yes, snow levels have come down to about 2,000 feet.
It's gone down to what?
It can go down to about 2,000 feet, we understand, with these storms that are coming.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it at all. Okay, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we always add and remember those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, big storm a coming. But we want to know who in the Biden administration negotiated the deal to give the WHO, not the ban, the WHO, the World Health Organization, authority over U.S. pandemic policies. Does that even make sense?
No, it's a terrible, terrible idea on its face, Captain. The one thing that the United States should never do is to cede authority for managing its own internal issues. And we saw certain reactions to the pandemic, different parts of the world, different countries and so forth. But you can't, it's not a one-size-fits-all, and you don't want to have some extra authority outside of our own of our own American government be able to dictate anything to us.
Is that Julio Baccararia, a.k.a. Javier Becerra? Did he do that? I bet he did.
Well, it's real possible that from his position, he might, that it might have been that way. But basically, Captain, it's the same kind of thing where you try to get some sort of supranational organization, and the same kind of thing is tried now and again, or at least floated, for example, for gun regulations in our country, and this kind of thing. But it's not a good idea. It is not something the President of the United States should do. They can be recommendations. They can be guidelines, and our own health and human services and so forth can take a look at those kinds of things in time of national crisis. But it can't be something that is ever dictated.
Okay, Pete Buttigieg, A.K.A. Butthead, has flunked the crisis communication 101 course with the train derailment response. He's been AWOL, and then what he has said has not even been relevant to the situation, and he's tried to blame everybody again but himself. He's tried to blame Donald Trump for what happened, which is wrong. Then he added in the mix the railroad, which is partially right. But who owns the tracks and runs the show?
Well, it's ultimately the federal government. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So therefore, who's responsible for the bad tracks?
Well, the federal government. And
thank
the Department
you.
Of Transportation. Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And who runs the Department of Transportation?
Well, it's Mayor Pete.
Okay.
It's just Mayor
Pete. So, Mayor Pete, sit down and shut up. The game's over. We know that you're the one responsible for this because you don't know what you're doing.
Well, he was put into that position, and quite frankly, Captain, he's demonstrated time and again now that it's merely for spreading political thought as opposed to fixing the railroad tracks or stuff like that. You know, transportation department kinds of stuff. He's in over his head. We don't take any joy of saying this because this is a very, very serious problem for our tracks, our roads, our bridges, and this guy's just, again, out there doing politics as opposed to practical stuff.
Yep. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a Tuesday morning. We'll be back.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
All righty. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team over at Relief Factor. Again, I take Relief Factor. I've been taking it for over 9 years. The reason I take it is simple. Number one, it works for the problems that I have. And I have a lot of pain. I have a lot of swelling. I had a lot of inflammation. And when I take this, it's under control. And pretty much everything will slow down and or stop. So there you go. So that is exactly what you want to have happen. Now, I will tell you this. The all-natural ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, the icarin, and omega-3 helps your body to fight the inflation that causes the pain and the swelling by going straight to the source of the pain to lower or even eliminate the pain altogether. It is 100% drug-free. Love that part of it. 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, and it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in, kind of like taking a vitamin pill. Kind of like taking a vitamin pill. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And try the 1995 3-week quick start. Because in the words of Kyle Warren,
all you have to lose is pain.
Relieffactor.com/captain, 1995, and a 3-week quick start. Give it a shot. See what happens. If it doesn't work, then you're only out $20. You'll know by the end of that 3-week quick start. Okay, Kyle, you had something you want to say?
I sure do, Captain, and we want to welcome new listeners and new affiliates to the program this morning. We understand, Captain, that we're on in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, we can be heard there. We can be heard there, yes, sir.
We can be heard there, exactly. And also coming out of Maryland as well. So welcome to all the new listeners listening to 92.7 and 98.5 FM. And welcome to the program. And, of course, you can give us a call right now at 1-877-969-8600 if you want to join in.
Yep, and if you're coming out of Washington, D.C., going over the bridge or whatnot across the Potomac, you can hear us all the way up Delaware, all the way to just about Philadelphia, nonstop with those FM stations that we've got up there. So there you go. And then from there, I don't know where exactly it goes, but there's some more stations that are in the mix there. So it is what it is. But anyway, let's get back to what we were talking about here. Because Mr. Zelensky made a comment, and everybody should pay attention to what he said. Because he said, should China ally with Russia, there would be a world war.
Yeah, let's let that sink in just for a moment. I mean, that's not being said lightly. It's not something that anybody would say lightly. And the fact that somebody has said it who's in the middle of a war with Russia, I think we ought to take very seriously. But I would also like to just say to President Zelensky, it looks like China and Russia are already getting together. They do have a friendship pact, basically. They have been helping one another. China's been buying a lot of Russian material and so forth, helping to fund this war even for Vladimir Putin. They both have designs on kicking the United States out of its role on planet Earth. So, yeah, this is a big deal.
Yep, and, yep. Now, the Israeli Air Force has agreed to purchase about 25 fighter jets from Boeing. That will be significant because, again, the Israeli Air Force buys pretty much a stripped-down jet fighter, and then they turn around and they put the stuff in it that they want in it.
Yes, exactly. And that's another part of the world, too, Captain, that's still incredibly volatile.
Oh, boy.
We're focusing on Ukraine for obvious reasons. We're focusing on China for obvious reasons. But the Middle East, of course, continues to be a powder keg. And what I think is really alarming is that under the Trump administration, things seem to be improving in terms of different Arab states who realized that they had some pretty aligned issues with Israel, for example, namely Iran and the threat of Iran and the spread of Iranian hegemony in the region, conventional war that could come to that region because of Iran. And the Trump administration was doing a great job at bringing on board Arab states and kind of creating this idea that containment of Iran was job number one here. And the Biden administration has let all that basically fall apart, in my opinion.
Well, are you surprised?
No, not at all. But it just, as we see what's happening with China, China's floating the spy balloons, and we talked about what Gordon Chang had mentioned on yesterday's program. All of this goes into the mix to see that China's going to make some move on something sooner than later, more than likely, either moving against Taiwan, moving directly in the extreme against the United States proper. But something is going to start happening. And then what's going to be happening in the Middle East? President Biden could find himself in a whole terrible new world if we don't show leadership and try to put the stop on a lot of this stuff.
Well, I hear you. Now, the UN confrontation with Israel was avoided the other day, but unfortunately, it looks like Israel and Palestine, their conflict is headed for further escalation, and fighting is expected to resume at any time.
Yes, exactly. My point exactly. And when that starts to happen, there'll be other kinds of international outcries and so on and so forth. And the whole idea, and you know, Captain, over the last 20, 25 years or so, and by the way, as we also are thinking about President Carter at this point. President Carter tried very hard to bring the sides together in the Middle East under his watch. This has been going on for quite some time. And it seems like every single time we start to get close to that, it all just sort of boils over again. And that goes against, again, trying to build that consensus in the Middle East. So that's not a good thing at all.
Did you hear that they had another earthquake yesterday in Turkey and Syria?
Yes, and I think it was a 6.3, I believe,
something like that.
Earthquake that happened, and so and then all of a sudden, of course, it's caused more deaths as well because that's a pretty strong aftershock in and of itself.
Yeah, and again, they're still searching for victims if there's any alive, which is kind of they've reached the end of the line with that.
Yes, we understand. I was mistaken. It's 6.4. We understand of the aftershock there, and there have been some 90 aftershocks after the initial big shaker just a few days ago.
Now, Israel has told the Biden administration that it will rein in the approval of a new West Bank settlement and more outposts. That came from the Prime Minister's office.
Yes, as a matter of fact. Well, of course, the settlements in and of themselves can be a point of real controversy, but they're not going to be doing that in the coming months in the West Bank, we understand. Now, they had some talks behind the scenes for this, so it's an interesting announcement for sure.
Yeah, and we'll see how that all plays out because, again, it's such a situation that this is so volatile right now that you can sneeze and start a war.
Exactly right, and we're not being cavalier or coy or sort of flippant with that kind of statement. It really is like that. And unfortunately, Captain, when we see especially what's happening even internally in China, they are going to be more likely to want to do something. Putin's losing this war, or at least he's not winning it. So he's going to do something bigger, we're afraid. And again, all the things we just talked about in the Middle East, it could all go up in a heartbeat.
What is going on at Project Veritas that the founder, James O'Keefe, has decided that he's going to leave?
That's a good question. I'm not exactly sure why he would do that. He's been very successful, at least in making the making known the unknown in so many cases.
Well, there was a lawsuit, and some of his people that were laid off for whatever reason challenged them, and they got their jobs back. That's part of it.
Interesting. Okay, very interesting. Well, and of course, Project Veritas. A lot of the things we would have never heard if not for their undercover work.
Yep. Hold that thought, folks. We're going away here to take a break, and your stations will be identifying themselves and taking their own little break. And we'll be right back with more right after these messages come up. So don't go nowhere. We shall return.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The White House says it was logistically complicated and difficult to carry out President Biden's secretive trip to the capital city of war-torn Ukraine. Biden on Friday made the final decision to proceed with a trip to Kyiv ahead of a publicly announced visit to Warsaw, Poland. The journey differed from past unannounced presidential visits to war zones like Iraq and Afghanistan, as the U.S. does not have an established military presence on the ground. Several people living in East Palestine, Ohio, are suing Norfolk Railroad after this month's toxic train derailment. A Cincinnati-based law firm is hoping more people in the area will join the class action lawsuit. A major winter storm will be impacting millions of Americans this week. The storm is expected to begin in the northwest today and head east as the week progresses. Heavy snow is likely to fall in the mountains of Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming. Julio Flores, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate. Best I've ever worked with, they truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Now, keep in mind, folks, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care is my doctor of choice where I've been going for the problems that I've had with my foot and ankles and legs, and they have helped me. Where nobody else could do anything, or at least they said they couldn't, they have helped me. So I strongly recommend them, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, St. Petersburg. Look them up in the phone book or look them up online, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They are well worth the effort. And your insurance is probably taken there, too. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, along comes these, quote, experts, right?
Yeah.
And they are saying that the Supreme Court is ill-matched to try and solve the two big tech cases headed into their court in the next month.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Captain, does this have to do, I believe, with the special protection that some of these companies enjoy as a result of, what was, I think, Section 230, I believe?
It does.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, there is going to be some of that opinion, I think, out there. Certainly, Congress can address this, but these laws go way, way back to, if I recall correctly, back in the 90s or something like that, where it just doesn't apply to the way technology and the internet and all that has expanded since then.
Now, it also seems that nobody from either political party wants to cut anything pertaining to Social Security and Medicare. And it's a damn good thing they don't, because if they did, there'd be hell to pay. Now, troubling math and tough politics call for something to be done soon, because they're going to run out of money. We all know that.
Well, exactly right. As I understand it, we're always taking money out and saying, well, I owe you $1 billion or something like that for Social Security. But you're right. It's not sustainable in that regard. So I think you will see, though, I think over time you'll see different sort of means testing. That can be controversial. You might see different age modifications as well, because as we mentioned before, Captain, Social Security was brought in at a time when 65 was considered to be really old, and you probably wouldn't live much longer than that at that time period in terms of life expectancy. But people are living a very, very long time now comparatively. How do you keep it going?
They did not think they would live to 65. That was the truth.
Right. Exactly right. But we live in a very different world in the modern era here. So they'll have to try to accommodate and change for that. But again, it's this notion that will it be there by many people listening to this program. Well, when I get to 65, will it be there? People do worry about that.
Well, I would definitely start, if I was in my 30s, I would start with a plan B right now.
Right.
A Roth IRA or something.
Right. Absolutely.
Because keep in mind, folks, Social Security was never designed to be retirement.
No, not at all. It's a safety net in that sense. It was brought in, as we recall, back under FDR and so forth. But yeah, it's not just, oh, now I quit working, now I get my government check, and it's all good. That's not the real world.
Now, remote work from home continues to play a significant role as companies move more work to be done at home. Now, it appears that we have about 30% of the workforce working from home still.
Well, that's true. During the pandemic, for obvious reasons, a lot of people found that they could work at home. They could do their work on their computer or so forth, have a video conference or a Zoom meeting. Just in recent times, Captain, we've even seen that Disney now is beginning to call people back for at least 4 days a week to be at a location, at an office, basically, for lack of a better term, because they want that interaction, and there's a lot of pushback on that. A lot of people don't want to go back into an office environment, but companies are finding out that in terms of culture and problem solving and so forth, they're finding that there's some deficiencies there. But yes, work from home is here to stay in some way, shape, or form for a large percentage, I think.
Now, there's a fair amount of mistrust of the FDA, but there's also a fair amount of mistrust of the CDC, correct?
Sure.
And that is undermining the misinformation fight we're currently having with information about anything and everything that involves those two agencies.
Well, yes, everything about the CDC and I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say the name. of the doctor. I'm just not going to do it. But for obvious reasons, people are saying, well, wait a minute. We weren't getting all the right information. How do we trust what is being said now?
Yeah.
And I didn't say it. I did not say it.
No. No. You didn't. But let's see here. I did. I'm going to. Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah.
Come on there. Here he comes.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are...
There's nothing worse than getting schmutz on your face.
Nope. And that was an interesting comment, Captain, of course, because it was at the very beginning of the whole thing where of course it doesn't make sense for anybody to wear a mask. What, are you kidding me? And then all of a sudden, all that changed.
And then you had to wear two masks.
That's right. So the rest is history on that. But, boy, people are not going to want to go back to that kind of thing again. It really does point up what you were just talking about, of people wondering if they can trust what the CDC tells them. I think, Captain, they still are recommending masks for young children.
It depends
on how many cases are in the area, stuff like that. And it's just, this is all, nobody believes this stuff anymore.
Nope. And the U.S. has warned China not to send any weapons to Russia destined for the Ukraine war.
That's right. Anthony Blinken, he told that to China, we understand. And here's the interesting thing about that, Captain, is that Anthony Blinken said he told China, no uncertain terms, that they should not send another balloon over our country and don't let it happen again. This after they let it happen with nothing, just waiting until it got to the other side of the country to shoot it down. People just find that, I hate to say amusing, that's the wrong word, but it is just very strange.
Yeah. Everything that's gone on so far is strange.
Yep.
Everything.
But the general idea of them sending weapons, they've already provided a lot of lethal support, we understand, to the Russians. So, I mean, this is, this is ongoing at this point.
All right. Well, let's see here. Hold that thought. Here comes the music. We'll be right back with our Truckers Highway and Bible Report, everybody. And it is the Captain's America Third Watch on a Tuesday. So don't go anywhere because we're going to tell you what we're up to today just with... this little comment. Get ready.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house.
I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You can't dry the tears I shed. Take it on, take it out. Don't make me rage, don't make me shout. Out of my mind. Out of my mind. Take it in. All that you lost. You just left me double cross. Take it home. I'll watch you go. Take it to that so and so. You've been
Oh, a little Dion in the group, and that's Joe Bonamassa playing that guitar there, Kyle. Oh, wait a minute. There you go. Try it now.
Yeah, it sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you. Unbelievable. I mean, he found himself a new career when he went into the jazz market. I mean, you know, he was getting up there in age, and it doesn't take a whole heck of a lot to sing the jazz. It's less stress on your voice and whatnot. But he did it, and he got it going. All right, well, you might as well take it away with the weather because it has moved further to the east.
It certainly is, Captain, and we're looking at just off the coast of the west coast of the United States, and we've got gale warnings, that's right, all up and down the west coast. We've got high wind warnings now in Southern California up in the high desert, so if you've got a high-profile vehicle going up Interstate 15, be aware of that. We've got wind in store for California, but then we've got the storms coming in, especially to Southern California over the next 3 days or so, starting late on Tuesday and on into Saturday, with high winds associated with that as well. But we continue to see the winter weather warnings all through the west. The entire western part of Colorado basically is a winter storm warning. All through Wyoming have winter storm warnings, high winds. And we also have a blizzard warning there south of Casper, so be aware of that. Winter storm warnings up in Montana, all through Idaho, winter weather advisories there. And so you get the idea. And to Washington State as well. A quick check of snow. We continue to see the snow. It's moved a little bit north of I-94 in Montana as you come out of Billings on your way to Miles City, so maybe a little bit of a reprieve there, but still snow coming down I-90 out of Idaho down through Missoula and over towards Helena. You've got a mix of snow and rain and sleet. So do be careful out there, and it is going to be cold and wintry weather.
Well, here we go. North Dakota, we've got a combination of snow and sleet and freezing rain from the west to the east. We don't have a winter storm warning up there yet or a blizzard warning, but we sure as heck do in South Dakota. The whole state right now of South Dakota is immersed in a winter storm warning or blizzard warning, depends on where you look. And coming out of Rapid City, South Dakota, you're going to have a lot of trouble. So be careful. Take your time. And it's going to stay that way. You're going to be going with the storm if you're going to the east, down into Nebraska, the panhandle up there in Nebraska, winter storm warning, coming out of Colorado up 76 up to I-80. You're going to be in it. It'll be snowing all the way over to Omaha. But when you get closer to Lincoln, the snow will stop. It'll become sleet, freezing rain, although by the time you get there, it may be all snow again. Now, moving to the east, I-94, I-90, snow, sleet, freezing rain, blizzard warning, central part of Minnesota, northern part of Iowa, Michigan, upper peninsula of Michigan is just totally immersed right now in sleet, freezing rain, and snow. Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, Lake Superior, same thing there. You've got a bunch of ice down in Illinois coming out of Chicago, going on down towards the south part of Illinois. Be advised of that. We've got some fog offshore all the way from Pascagoula, Mississippi, and it may be coming onshore as we speak, all the way down to Corpus Christi, Texas. We've got some wind, lots of wind along the South and North Carolina borders, as well as Virginia, and that wind is inland as well. And then upstate New York, starting around Oswego, all the way into the Adirondacks, straight across the Adirondacks, all the way over through Vermont, through New Hampshire, into Maine, lower part of Maine, you have got sleet, freezing rain, combination of both. It'll be that way till the snow shows up, and then you'll have lake effect snow and lots of it, it looks like. So be advised, and that's what our weather's looking like right now. It's really looking like you're going to have one whale of a storm. So, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, because some guys and gals might want to head there.
That's exactly right, Captain. If you want to head there to the Pilot or Flying J Travel Centers, go to pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function. You'll find the location nearest you real easy, real quick, and you can pull on into your Oasis out there on the road. Pilotflyingj.com. Check out the My Rewards Plus app where you can save and get great offers as well. Once again, that's pilotflyingj.com.
And, folks, this storm is going to be with us through the weekend. I-80, I-94. I-90, I-70, probably down to I-40 once it gets squared around there, coming out of Colorado. But it's going to be from I-40 north all the way to Canada, all the way to the East Coast, and it's predicted to go up into the New England area, which is what we're looking at right now, upstate New York and New England as well. Okay, Kyle, we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, and don't forget, folks, that you can go catch his show at KyleWarrenShow.com, and there's more ways to pick him up over there as well, KyleWarrenShow.com. Okay, let's go up top, and Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. All right, what's the president up to today?
Well, he's in Poland. He made it back from Ukraine. And I think the entire discussion is going to be over Russia and Ukraine. I think he necessarily is going to be sitting in a corner learning some interesting things about what some of these other leaders that are there are going to tell him, because I don't think he's being served well by National Security Council or ambassadors or whatnot. But we've got some pretty interesting, scary developments that are happening here, and that is the deeper relationship now between Russia and China. And I also will predict that Putin is going to formally annex Belarus.
Mm-hmm. Before he goes in, you mean?
Before who goes in?
Before he goes in with his troops. He's got troops there, but he'll be sending more, won't he?
No, they're going to conscript the Belarus citizens to be part of the Russian military now.
Wonderful.
About 150,000.
Wonderful. That'll make things real peaceful over there.
Well, Belarus is a tyrannical government, and the leadership there is all in with Russia anyway, so it'll be an easy annex.
Okay, I hear the music coming in here, so hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back right after the top of the hour news with the next discussion I have with Denise Simon. By the way, it's a nice day where I'm at here. I hope it is where you are. We'll be back.
The Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.